Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level, according to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS advises that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has fallen to a very low level of 5. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. As we've been saying in these programs for some time now, these low levels of solar activity mean that long distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will be quite unreliable, but frequencies above about 30 megahertz on daylight paths will be generally more satisfactory. The new transmission season, the B17 season, is effective 30 of October, and many hundreds of new frequencies for international broadcasters are now listed. In the meantime, we have some information concerning propagation and monitoring made here in Melbourne recently in our pre-sunrise period. This is between 1800 and 1830. And many of these frequencies are subject to change as we move through into the new transmission season. 7480 Radio Bahai, broadcasting in Persian from the Kishinev Relay Station. 9390 Radio Thailand, broadcasting from the Udorn station with programming in Thai. 9420 The Voice of Greece with its Greek language service to overseas audiences. 9445 All India Radio with English. 9500 Radio Romania International in Romanian. 9525, the Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta with programs in German to the Middle East, Europe and Africa. 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with its Arabic language service. Two frequencies for China Radio International. 9560 from Beijing in Russian and 9600 from Beijing in English. 9675, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, this time it's the Turkish language program. And 9695, China Radio International from Kunming in Chinese. 9740, Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, broadcasting from the Kimjae transmitting site with programming in Spanish. 9910, the Philippines Broadcasting Service using the Tanang relay station of the IBB with its daily programming in Tagalog. And 9940, Transworld Radio Africa using the relay station at Chisinau, Moldova with programs in African languages. So some interesting frequency occupancies there as we move into the final phase of the A17 transmission season, and as I mentioned a moment ago, whole new array of new frequencies and schedule changes are effective from October 30. Now the new transmission season, B17, shows several frequencies in the 13 and 11 meter bands. Not many, but these are for daytime propagation into the main target areas. the 11 metre band, 26010, very high frequency, broadcasting allocation, frequency allocation from Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican. That's for the Radio Disaster Relief Coordinated Service. It's available when there are emergencies which require shortwave broadcasting on a worldwide basis. That's listed with 100 kilowatts. 26000, 26,000 kilohertz. New allocation or new frequency authorization from the organization in Bulgaria known as Speedline. This is the frequency management organization coordinating many services from Sofia shortwave high frequency stations. This frequency is scheduled for 24 hours during the B18 period, and it's unknown as to what the originating studio is. 21840, another frequency from the Vatican, from Santa Maria di Galleria, for the Radio for Disaster Relief. And 21800, another frequency for the Spaceline broadcasting service, 24 hours from Sofia with 100 kilowatts. 21795, the IBB station in the Philippines in Sanang, 0300 to 0400 with programs to Asia. 21780, Deutsche Welle, with its programs in Hausa between 1300 and 1400. That's from the Nauen transmitting site in Germany. And 21770, a new authorization, a new frequency allocation, is from Dubai in the UAE, with Arabic language programs from 0300 to 1400. It's believed that this service is from the National Broadcasting Station there. 21760, the IBB from Philippines, from Tanang, another service to Asia between 0500 and 0600. And 21735, another frequency for from Dubai in the UAE in Arabic between 0400 and 1630. 21710, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Urdu. That's 1200 to 1500 with daytime programs to Asia. Another frequency for Saudi Arabia, 21705, 0900 to 1200, this time broadcasting in Arabic. And 21700, the IBB broadcasting from Tanang in the Philippines between 0500 and 0700 with programs to Asia. And the same frequency, 21700, broadcasting from Dubai with Arabic programs between 1100 and 1400, and it's believed that that is from the National Broadcasting Station in that country. So, some activity scheduled there for the new transmission season, and those frequencies have been arranged specifically for maximum coverage in the prime target areas following daylight transmission paths. In the 31 metre band here in Melbourne recently, in our post-sunrise period between 2100 and 2130, quite a number of signals audible. And this is a summary of notable occupancies I made recently. 9380 All India Radio with its national service. 9490 The Voice of America from the Kuwait relay station in French. 9855, the Voice of America, also in French, up until 2100 closing with strong signals. And that's from the relay station. 9650, Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, broadcasting
in unknown language in its overseas service. 9655, Radio Algeria from the Issedon, France, relay station with programming in Arabic. 9870, the broadcasting station of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with its programs in Arabic. 9905, All India Radio with English, that's actually intended for Australia and New Zealand. And 9935, the Voice of Greece from Athens with its international service in Greek. 9980, WWCR, broadcasting English religious programs, and also on 9350 at the same time. And that's actually, those two frequencies are actually long path signals coming into Melbourne. Another American station, religious station, WTWW in English on 9475. And China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in Spanish using 9640. China National Radio Network 5, one of the internal services broadcasting in Chinese. Quite good reception here in Melbourne, between 2100 and 2130 on two frequencies, 9665 and 9685. And 9955, WRMI, usually a good signal here in Melbourne, broadcasting from Miami with various syndicated broadcasts. And 9430, China Radio International from the Ürümqi relay station, or not the relay station, transmitting station in French, 2100 to 2130.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.